This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as promised, and we want to thank Lords of London and all the people that made this possible, that we could get Scott Jackson back here on the local level, and we don't have him for long, so I don't want to waste any time. What are we going to do with these All-Star games, or what are you going to propose to the NBA? Are you giving this thumbs up or thumbs down on last night's exhibition?
Well, I mean, if it's supposed to be for NBA players, then it's a thumbs down, because, I mean, I think we all understand Mac McClung's a G League guy. But if we're opening up to the world versus, you know, the few NBA guys that want to try to do this, I guess it's all right. I mean, I actually thought it was pretty good dunk competition between him and Castle, yeah, you know, down the stretch. But I think what we want to see is Anthony Edwards, you know, somebody like that in this thing. I don't know when it became uncool to try to do the dunk competition. I think it was your guy, LeBron, that made it that way. But I can't 100%, you know, the Laker great. But I think, you know, the fact that here's one of the all-time players that never did this competition out of, I don't know, fear for looking bad or whatever it was, it's kind of embarrassing. I mean, Kobe did this, Michael, you know, Vince Carter, you know, obviously Dominic, Dr. J, go through the list, you know. But here's the one thing this guy never tried to do. It's really weird because he's a hell of a dunker. You know, a lot of force. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a shame. I mean, good for McClung. He's good at it. I mean, it's nothing wrong with it. It's just that he, you know, this is what he's good at. I mean, he's not an NBA player. He's a G League guy winning year in and year out. And there's nothing wrong with it. They allowed him to come into it. So, yeah, I don't really think he can fix it. I mean, look, they can't even get their players to compete on the regular in the regular season. You know what I mean? So we're sitting here worried about an All-Star weekend. And we got, you know, we got Popovich and these clowns still load managing people that are healthy. I mean, so I don't get it. But, yeah, I mean, you know, so be it. You know, it's not really, you know, All-Star games. I like what hockey's doing with this week. That's great. NBA could certainly do that with all the different countries represented in their league. And I think that's what Adam Silver wants to do. At some point, but yeah, I mean, it's, you know, at least it's not the Pro Bowl, right? Like, at least they're not out there, like, you know, doing a punt, pass, and kick competition or whatever that thing is that they do.
Yeah, I was so glad that JD5 did not show.
Yeah,
I think it would have might have revealed some of his superpowers.
Right.
And no, really, because when you get to measure with a guy and all that skills competitions, you get to measure him. I don't want him measured.
Yeah, you know what? Here's my thing with the Pro Bowl now that it's become such a clown show, a sideshow with all these other things they do. Like, are we going to, like, moving forward, like, in the next decade, when we're bringing guys up for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, do we even mention that they've been in Pro Bowls? Because some of the guys that are, like, fourth alternates are in there. You know what I mean? It's like, you're not really a Pro Bowler. That should not carry any weight anymore when you're talking about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, they have a hard enough time, you know, getting their vote right as it is now. But can you imagine how confused they're going to be in 10 years when they're trying to use this, if they dare even put the Pro Bowl part of it in the equation?
Yeah, you know, when I saw Auburn, Alabama, and there's this SEC movement in hoops, I thought of you because I know you'd be up with the flow of it, and I know you got a kick out of Juju, and she was dominant as the Trojans beat the Bruins women. And I knew, again, that would bring joy to your heart as well. But this SEC push, or rush rather, should we be surprised?
No. You know, and it comes down to money, right?
Right.
Kids don't necessarily care about tradition anymore. You know, like, it's great that right. North Carolina and Duke and, you know, the ACC schools have the tradition, but they don't really care. I mean, you know, who's going to get me the most money, the most opportunity. And, you know, what's going on in the SEC, I mean, I think right now, and again, this is subject to change here in the next 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks before Selection Sunday. I guess it's actually more like 4 weeks. But, you know, they could have 14 teams in the tournament. I mean, it's insane, right? I mean, that's how loaded the league is, and the ACC is begging for four right now. It's just such a flip, and, you know, it's got to be weird because in SEC country, they would trade all 14 teams of those for one SEC football championship, or at least be in the championship game, which they obviously haven't been for the last 2 years, which is just wild how it's kind of flipped, you know. You know, like they say, it means more down there, but what they really mean is football means more, not basketball. But the basketball's gotten really good, but there's a lot of big-time players in there, really good coaching, too. And I think that's the other thing. Coaching, you know, if you look at the ACC, they've lost a lot of good coaches here in the last, you know, last three years. And it's starting to add up. And I think that's a big part of it. I think a lot of the better coaches are now in the SEC, too. And obviously the recruitment's incredible there. And Big Ten as well. You know, there's the two best conferences right now in basketball by a lot. So, but it's been fun to watch. I think it's still, even though Auburn, you know, has got, that was a huge win yesterday, still think it's a pretty wide open tournament. And it'll be cool when we get there in a month.
Yeah, I wonder what the buzz is as Scott Jackson returns home here, the nation's capital, here on Overtime. And, you know, we always appreciate when you drop in and give us a little hint, because I know your passion for round ball is second to none. And I know also that LeBron, you still get that post of LeBron up in the office. And so when the trade with Dallas came up, you're the first person I thought of. And I know you've always thought that the league conspires with L.A.
Yeah.
To make the Lakers who they are. So I support that your sentiments haven't changed, I would assume.
No, I mean, I just thought about if David Stern was still in charge, that trade never happens, right?
Never happens.
I mean, there's no chance.
Right.
David Stern would have nipped that sucker in the butt. I mean, the Chris Paul trade was much more balanced than this thing was.
Yeah.
And it's weird, and I get it. Luka, you know, he needs to get on Ozempic and get serious about playing basketball, you know, as his full-time job, and I get that. But at the same time, he's still young enough, talented enough, that somebody would have overspent, you know, draft picks and stuff, and they got so little draft capital. The trade that the Lakers made that got voided because of, you know, the situation with the kids from Norfolk here, Mark Williams, because of his health, they gave up more there than they would have given, that they gave up in the Luka trade, or would have. Obviously, the trade didn't count, but it's just wild to see that. But the problem for both of the, you know, of course, Davis gets hurt right away, but, you know, the problem with the trade overall for both teams, it really was just, it's just rearranging, you know, just rearranging rosters that aren't going to win anything, you know, in the short term for this season. So, I mean, it's smart for down the road, I think, for the Lakers. As you know, it's a town. You can't have a boring team. You got to have a player, you know, a star or what have you. So it makes sense that they would do that. If they can get through to the guy and get him in shape, you know, for the long haul, I think it'll be really good for him. I don't think it wins him a championship this year. And, you know, because the defense and the size is too much of a problem.
Scott Jackson joins us courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Yeah, I knew you'd be wound up with all this B-ball going on. And of course, the Lakers being and your guy LeBron in the All-Star game. And I'm just wondering, will you watch? Is it appointment viewing for you, or is it only because you can consider it work for you to watch the NBA All-Star game?
Yeah, I mean, I might flip it on for a little bit. It's not something I consider to be very important anymore, unfortunately. It's a shame. But, you know, like last night to me was the more interesting, you know, to watch, to see. You know, and again, I thought the dunk competition, despite not having named players, was entertaining at least. And, again, the stuff McClung does is incredible. But, yeah, I mean, I just, the game for a while, it's been that way for a long time now. It just doesn't mean anything anymore. I mean, maybe, I don't even know if it ever did, but at least there were some personal grudges and stuff back in the 80s and 90s where you'd see some things. But, yeah, it's just not that. I mean, again, I'm you know, I know everyone wants to fix the All-Star game, but let's fix the regular season first. We get more than, you know, two-thirds of the league actually trying to win games.
Yeah, your other pet peeve is Philadelphia and the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
And another parade and another tragedy. Oh. And I just wonder, have we gotten used to it to the point that we don't enforce things, or are we just supposed to allow this to be normal?
Yeah, it's a shame that every time you get a big group of people together, you can expect something terrible to happen. But, I mean, that's a good question. I'm not, you know, I don't know what caused it or what have you. But, I mean, the fact that, you know, the fan base thought it was cool to hit the guy who's created a great franchise in the head with a beer can, cut him in the head, you know, seems to be kind of like not even a, you know, kind of a just a shoulder shrug, because it's what we expect from up there. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. And then, as you mentioned, then you have the shooting and all this other stuff going on up there. I mean, if you saw the night after the Super Bowl, obviously, I mean, the way they treated their own city was pretty ridiculous too. But again, I guess that's just kind of now the exception and not the rule anymore.
Yeah, and they're going to be hard to contain because they didn't trick people into their success. They just brutalize people. And these are the kind of things that sustain, because it's a circus without a high wire act.
Yeah, and they seem to be able to maneuver around the cap issues very well. And I know they're like, in 2 years from now is really where they'll probably have to make some tough decisions. But they got some tough decisions this offseason too. Williams, who played great in the Super Bowl, the defensive tackle. Obviously Josh Sweat, who's from down this way, who's fantastic, could have been the MVP in my book, was great as well. You know, and then will guys, and this is always how it happens, will players will they put aside maybe a little bit of the money to stay put, to be part of what could be something very special, or will they just take the best possible contract? And you can't really be mad at guys who take the most. I mean, you only have so much time to play, so I understand that part of it. But that's what's going to be interesting, is to see if they can get it. And they've been really good at drafting, as you know, and just adding talent behind talent. So even if they do lose players, you know they have the ability and always have shown the ability to do a great job in the draft and then come in and develop players.
You know, we had a listener on X, and PJ Jefferson, he says, I want to know, want everybody to know that Chase Young, and I know you're a big fan of Chase and his game, he says he doesn't think he loves football. He says JD5 loves football, and that's the difference. Players who love football, because we get it, the people call twice a week, and they'll say about bringing Chase back, and I go, man, Chase has got a motor, but there seems to be a disconnect that from what I see from the techniques of the game that he does not employ. And I wonder, has your thoughts changed on Chase?
No, I mean, you know this. I mean, everybody watching the team knows this. They need to get better at run defense. That does not make your run defense better. Right. I mean, Chase Young's not going to improve your run D at all.
Right.
So, no, I'm an out. I mean, look, they had a chance. They could have – Adam Peters was with them in San Francisco when they made the trade with Washington. And he didn't bring him back this past offseason when he was on the cheapest of the cheap. So and they had a coach, obviously, from that same staff that is now on this staff that probably could have spoke up if he thought it was worth the while. You know, look, maybe. I mean, we'll see. I mean, maybe a one-year show me. But to me, if you're telling me, you know, we're going to go out and prove our run defense this offseason and your big idea is to get Chase Young, that doesn't make any sense at all. It seems to be two opposite things. So, I mean, that's to me – you know, I don't know if that's all scheme-related or that's people-related, but that's something those guys got to take a long, hard look at, because it hurt them in Dallas, too. Even in their best years in Dallas, that was always the way to beat them. And you can't always expect to have the lead and be playing a certain way. I mean, you know, sometimes you just got to stop people on the ground, and they didn't do it well enough last year.
Yeah, that's what makes it so interesting to me to have the two big tackles here and have a run stopper as a middle linebacker and still people run on you.
Yeah.
There's a disconnect. There's something that doesn't make sense. On paper, it looks good, but then the game starts and you don't get results that you think you should get, and that's what makes it a head-scratcher. What's your biggest off-season concern for the Commanders?
Well, I think you need to, you know, a couple areas. Obviously, the run D has got to be part of it. The defensive line's got to be a part of it. You got some decisions to make, clearly, with some contracts on that front. Then you got to go out and improve in that area. You have to improve your offensive line, too. I'm still not sure you have the solution at left tackle at this point. And then that may impact how you, you know, handle the offseason in a big way. You start there, and then obviously you need more playmakers. I mean, whether they're, you know, talking about wide receiver, another receiver, talking about another running back in that room. I think you need more explosion out of that position. You know, guys that make people miss and guys that can, you know, catch the ball out of the backfield in addition to running it. I think that's an area that could certainly add some explosiveness to the offense. And luckily, it's a really good draft for running backs. I mean, there's some really good young backs out there. So I think that's something that can be handled in the draft. The receiver thing's interesting. I'm not a big fan of paying high-end on receivers, big dollars on it, you know. And I don't know. So maybe they can figure out a solution, add somebody in that room. And I thought the guys that were here weren't bad. I mean, they, you know, certainly you can always get better. You know, always get better. You got to get younger tight end, too, at some point. But, yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of need. Secondary could use another corner for sure. So, I mean, there's a lot of things to be covered. That's why I'm a little bit hesitant to, as much as I love the player, you know, we're talking multiple draft picks, multiple ones and twos for Myles Garrett. There's just too many other holes right now for me to say, yeah, absolutely do whatever they want you to do, because I think that could get you in some trouble.
Yeah, but Myles Garrett, wow. He makes your corners better. He makes your line. He just, I don't know if there's one other guy defensively that can cover other boxes or check other boxes for you like Myles.
Just to, again, it's like, what's the price, right? Like, what is the price? This is what it,
well, if it's two ones, and I'm going to be good again next year,
yeah,
and I'm giving up picks in the 20s, I go for it.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm afraid it's, you know, if you look at the Khalil Mack deal from a few years back and some of the other ones, there, it's usually more than just two ones, right? It's just it's even more picks into it. So that's the tough part for me with
but
that.
Can you really afford not to do it, because you couldn't stop that, because the bully is in your division.
Right.
And you can't expect Dallas to be bad again. So I don't know how you can afford not to.
Again, cost. Like, what does it cost, right? That's what it always boils down to. I can't say yes no matter what until I see what we're talking about. But, yeah, I mean,
okay.
He would cover
all
some
right.
issues.
Well, I'll let you out on this one then.
Yep.
Detroit, will it be back in the run again, or did they miss the window?
I think they still got a lot of talent there. I you know, like anything, we went through this with the Eagles two seasons ago where, you're like, they're going to be fine, and they weren't because you had two new coordinators, and they had to fix that the next offseason. So if they got the coordinator picks right, they'll be fine. If they didn't, then they're going to be, you know, they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Hey, brother, always good to hear your voice, man. And the market, thanks, you know, number love for you. Best to the family. And I'll give your best to Big Brain. And JP. All right, my brother.
Thank you.
All right, be good.
Talk to you.
All right, good deal. And Scott Jackson, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. To break we go. We'll come back. We'll light up the lamp. And Scott Jackson, brought to us by Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. 301-230-980, that's the other number, which would be Knucklehead. So 1-800-636-1067 is the MGM National Listener Line. We'll crank it up, and we'll race to the bottom of the hour right here on Overtime. /12:26 here in the nation's capital. Doc Walker, Overtime. Heavy Metal Christopher pushing all the buttons, and it's not weird, but it is different. The first week without the pigskin. And, you know, we bitch about OTAs and camp or whatever, but deep down inside, the spirit of the game and the anticipation, and we love it. And then we have this magical season. And now you think last year was good. Man, can you imagine the crowds? As soon as they open the doors, and an OTA may seem like a training camp. I just want to see the first bag drills. I mean, usually the Olympics as we call it, you know, shoulder pads and or either shorts. Everything they do from the moment they step on the field in 2025 is going to be must-see. The crowds, anything they have a ticket for. Now, what does all this mean? What effect are we looking for? I know the draft is important, but what I'm really focused on are the UFAs, again, about people that are going to make a decision right now to maybe take a little less or not take, just want to be here. Somebody takes a little less to go to Chicago or to go to Detroit because they want to be here. And receiver just wants to be with JD5. Why wouldn't he? Because there's always a little threat of run, which means he's a distraction to a DB, allows me a shot to get open. This is new territory for us. Because we've always been with the notion that they can win. And that's new. That's new. I like the sound of it, though. I really do. I like the sound of it. And watching the Super Bowl parade with Philly, whenever it happens within the division, it's just close to home. So the big dog is in. We're going to, like I said, three times. It's the old, like the old days. We play the opponent three times. That's the way it ought to be. Runs through the East. And when that dog is in your division, I mean, the only question now is when Kevin Sheehan announces his mock schedule and when we get our first shot at the Eagles. And where will it be? Well, you know it'll be under Vet or Link or whatever the hell they call it.
They're probably going to put it on prime time. Expect it to be like a Thursday or Sunday night or something.
It's Sunday or Monday.
Yeah.
What do you consider number one now? Sunday, right?
It's Sunday and Monday. I feel like the matchups can kind of vary which week has the better one. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's going to be prime time.
Thursday might get some good ones, too, sometimes, too. So
yeah, it'll be there. I just think it's going to be there. The winner usually gets that right. I don't think it matters where it's at, but I think they know. The one thing I will agree with, although you don't get any credit for it because it's not horseshoes. Even though we threw up all over ourselves by turning the ball over four times, you say, who played them? Who gave them a scoop? Who matched up? Who do they respect playing? Not their PR team. I think they know they got to buckle up. And that's all you want. You got that respect. Now, because you knocked their quarterback out, everybody holds a grudge against you when you knock their quarterback out. So you're going to get that shot. And I think the way that you build this team now, I mean, it's not my job, but if you know you got to play an opponent three times, you're building it to be eagle-proof, which I think will support what I'm hoping for, you know, and that is interior depth. The hell with the wide receiver. To break, we go. G from the shop is awake, and that is the good news here at 12:32 in the nation's capital. Back in a moment. Four Nations Tournament, NBA All-Star Game. They're trying, folks, trying to make sure they entertain and compete and getting the job done as well. 1-800-636-1067, the MGM National Listener Line. And we go to Coach Vic out of Nakakee. Hey, Coach.
Doc, what's good, man?
You know, just picking up the pieces, man. So much going on, but it's that first week without the pigskin in action, and it's always always mixed emotions on this one.
I dig it. So, I have somewhat mixed emotions. Most of my emotions are stable because I feel that we have a stable, intelligent front office and intelligent organization, people running the organization now. So I feel more stable than I've ever felt. And it allows me to be intentional about scenarios that I would have presented years ago that didn't make any sense because we sucked.
Right.
So here we go. Give a bit of a understanding. I'm trying not to lose people that are not real football guys. In 2023, the Eagles had a bad defensive coordinator. The Eagles' defense was bad. 2022, when they went to the Super Bowl, they had a bad defensive coordinator. The Eagles' defense was bad. 2024, they got a great defensive coordinator. The Eagles' defense was great, and they won the Super Bowl. Now, in the first 2 years I identified, people were saying that they lacked talent in areas of their defense where they need to be game changers in situational football. And they were saying if they just had a better corner, if they just had some more youth on the defensive line, if they just had a safety that could do better run support, they would be a better defense. But what was consistent in 2022 and 2023 was their defensive coordinator. That changed, that variable changed when Vic Fangio came to the Eagles. So what I don't want to hear from people that are not real football people, Doc, and I'm saying this, you are a real football person. Most of the people, including the people that I talk to on the radio, are not real football people. You do a job where you can look at analytics and stats all day and you can watch the games. But football is something that I can do when I look on a film. I can break down, if my life depended on it, what I'm looking at. Joe Witt admitted several times this year that he has made calls that he has to publicly reflect upon and say, I should not have made that call. I need to revamp what we're doing in our drills to translate what we want to do with our defense. I need to scrap what we did or check the calls or make sure they're identifying and recognizing what they're seeing on the field. And what I was doing, it wasn't working, so this is what we're going to do differently. He's also said, that was a bad call, won't do that again, I have no problem reflecting about that. So when... after this year, since we're saying he didn't have talent, the Eagles didn't have talent, but that most of their talent that they didn't have is still on that defense with a couple of additions that they won the Super Bowl with. So when do we least acknowledge, I'm going to leave with this, when do we acknowledge that when you have trips tight, you have tight width on one side, and you only have one linebacker, and you have your safeties behind the linebackers, you're out-leveraged. When do we acknowledge that because we're out-leveraged, that call should have been either timeout or check. Jeremy Chinn, walk down, line up hat on hat, corner, take the outside shoulder, line up hat on hat. Now we're leveraged. If we're not going to call a timeout, we're going to check and get leveraged so that the first play of the Eagles offense in the NFC Championship is not a play where we're out-leveraged on outside zone where it's bubbled, he turns up field and runs for 60 yards. When do football people, I don't want to hear what people say, Vic, shut up, he didn't have talent, you losing with that. No. When do football people say, hey, he's got a point, not because he's Vic, not because we call him coach, because it makes sense to football. And when do we start saying, Joe, the reflection that you do in your public announcements is not going to continue to fly if you don't make the calls that put our guys in the right position? I'm done.
Drop the mic on that one. I tell you, Christopher, that's why I love our listening audience. Because we got a lot of talent out here listening land. Don't be afraid to use it. And this is interactive. And it makes a lot of sense. And nobody's saying they're perfect. We need some solutions. Because the bully is in our backyard. And we got to play him three times. So this is what we need is solutions. And we got plenty of time to fix whatever we need to fix. But let's not act like it's not an issue. It is. Because we got to beat them three times. We got to beat them two out of three. Whatever it takes, we got to go through them to get to where we want to go. Makes sense to me. Clear as day. 1-800-636-1067. Tell you what, Christopher, I love it when it's to the point like that. Clear to me. Clear to me. How about you?
No, that's great. It's definitely better than the callers that come in and kind of beat around the bush, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I ain't mad at it. And I think Joe Witt Jr. knows, just like they knew at Dallas. They had a hell of a defense at Dallas, but they couldn't stop a cold that ran right at them. Their skill set, they're athletic, they could chase. But we playing Joe Frazier now. We are playing a body puncher. I found out a lot about our team. When a man scores on you the first play of a game, that's a big game, and you don't just fall apart, we got a lot of character. We got a lot of heart. First play of the game, your target scored a touchdown. Our boys didn't blink. So, yeah, man, I can wait. I almost said I couldn't wait. I can wait. Because we need some parts. We need to evaluate this thing. And we need to make sure that we're able to deal with these bullies. And isn't it something that the bully also has an artistic side as well? Because they can throw it. I mean, that's why they're world champs. They're complete. We got to round out our edges. I'm happy for Hurts, man. You got to be thick to be a champion. You got to go through some endurance. You got to go through some tough times. He did it. They did it. Their head coach was scrutinized. I know more about Big Dom than I do their receivers coach. If you ask me who their receiver coach is right now, for $10 million, I couldn't tell you. I know who Big Dom is. I think what the Eagles did was magnificent. Now the Detroit Lions need to prove they can do it. When you lose your cords, man, you're losing your best coaches. And you still have to compete. Can't just throw up your hand and say, I'm done. Doesn't work that way. Cool. Yeah, it just doesn't work that way. So it's, would you like to be in our position now or where we were a year ago? You choose. I think I know the answer to that. So we got to go to break on that. And, pretty soon we'll be talking pitchers and catchers. I mean, it's that time, man. Beautiful time. I know, depressing that football ends. But baseball begins. All-star games are at the halfway point. We got a whole bunch of steam going into 2025. Stay with us. Got a big treat for you. Top of the hour. The youngest in charge, Toby Altizer. He will be throwing 100-mile-per-hour fastballs at you. So get ready. Daytona 500. Oh, man, that's a bucket list thing for me. I assume, Metal, that you have already got that on your checked off your list at Daytona 500.
I have not been there, and it's odd because my folks don't live too far from Daytona. They actually live real close to it, but I have not been for the race. I've been by the racetrack many times.
Okay. All right. We've still got a couple things to convene on.
I'm actually a bigger Indy 500 fan than Daytona, just to be honest.
I like the Indy car, the cars. But either one of them, it'd be a treat to the Dover 400 is my longest event to date. But I'm sure Toby will be all over that. And, of course, the puck drops. You got a lot going on today. This is, it's that date with no pigskin, but there's a lot of other things to celebrate, and I'm sure that he'll probably get into a little bit of baseball too, as the Curly W's have ventured out and also helped themselves at first base. And so, you know, a little action going on. We're not stagnant. We keep a little bit of movement going. And an area that's competitive and continues to be competitive. And that's a good thing. Our market, I'm not going to call City of Champions yet, but we are competitive. We just want to be in the fight. Definitely want to be in the fight. And that is what matters. I would ask you what you have planned for tomorrow, but I kind of know your plans. And
I got a busy day tomorrow, Doc.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I look forward to it. It's
I'll be back here with you tomorrow in the afternoon.
Yeah, and I look forward to that. Yeah, we get a chance to pay, like Ernie said, you know, let's play two. So we get to go back-to-backs. And I think Toby's doing back-to-backs.
I'll be doing Toby this afternoon's show, and then tomorrow morning he and Denton are in for the Junkies, so I'll be producing that show as well, and then I'll producing you in for B. Mitch and Finley tomorrow.
Yeah, so. Well, those two guys, you know, they got help.
Oh yeah,
Iron Man, you know, we roll solo.
I'm doing both. I'm doing both shows. So
you are
both worlds.
You are Igor. Trust me, you get the Igor Award. Ain't nobody gonna dispute that. You are doing the heavy metal move, which is amazing. I meant to, one of the guys, you know, they say when you're in our business, never get involved with the athletes. I've been in the bag for Daniel Gafford day one. Love this dude, man, the way he plays. So happy for the success. He's got, it's tough, you know, he's got with an MCL sprain, 6 weeks. And you're talking about a dude that plays hard. Man, he plays hard. I really, and the Mavs, I mean, I know it's been a lot about the Luka deal. A lot, everybody's been talking about it. AD goes, he gets hurt. Now Gafford's hurt. But you did get a chance to see Kyrie. He can still be that dude. He's still that dude, man. Now the question is how long? And can he sustain it? I think you should like him. I respect their fan base. There are people still protesting. That's the kind of vibe they had for Luka. I respected the fact that Luka broke down. He was hurt. He was shocked. He was devastated. And in many ways, the way this thing went down, I respect the management. We got to get young people's attention. We're not paying you all this money for you to be frat boy. Whether you like this or not, somebody has got to put the gauntlet down and say, this is not a video game. This is real life. The dude gave up hundreds some millions of dollars because he's a 25-year-old dude out of shape. And a man just said, you know what? I'm not willing to invest, not even his money. I'm not willing to invest the future earnings of this organization based on a guy I don't trust. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Not to say the guys like them, the people who don't seem to take the game seriously enough to show up and play it. What have we created? A game the dudes would go to a rec, they go to a gym, and they'd play for 4 or 5 hours in their Levi's for nothing but the thrill of the game. And now you got to kiss their behind to show up and do this? Look what we've created. And we all have to take some responsibility for it. But this stinks. And it needs to be reversed. And that man may lose his job in Dallas. I hope he doesn't. Because somebody got to do something to get these people's attention that we got to right these wrongs. This is not right. We blown it. Now go back in and correct it now. And maybe this will save Luca's life. Maybe, you know, he'll get it straight. But if you think this is not weird, then you have bought into this whole thing and you need to have your head examined. Heavy Metal, I can't wait to do this again. Man, I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I get to roll with y'all. And this listening base is super, super smart, as Coach used to say. Appreciate all of you. This is a good run. Now, let me give you some advice. This young fella coming up now, he's blistering. I mean, he's throwing 104 on the gun. Big seam hit, too. Milwaukee roots. Dude knows his B-ball. Baseball's on the pod. You know, he's working with Grant. I mean, you know, he's doing Grant. I mean, this dude here is Toby. All types of dude. Scout say he's a five-star. I mean, the scouting report on him is blistering. I don't have the time, or as Ken Beatrice used to say, I don't have the resources to give you the background on this brother, man, how heavy he is. But I would suggest that you continue listening because you're going to learn some things about him. I guarantee you he'll be able to break down the Nats, our new first baseman, the money line on that. We want another negotiation. Can't hate the learners. How do you? I mean, because they're great negotiators. I like it when our team wins. But we're going through this movement right now, and I hope that the adults in the room step up because the money is larger than it has ever been. It's kind of hard for me to even imagine that once upon a time, grown-ass men went through training camp in pads, two-a-days, for $500. Metal, are you listening? For $500 a week. And these kids now, you insult them. How much am I going to get? What's the bag? And then you give them the bag and they don't bust a grape. No, we got to have what they call this. We need a correction. And I think we're in the midst of a correction. Metal, appreciate you, man. Number love for you. All the best to the favorite women in your life. The girls off the Valentine's Day. God bless all of you. Toby Altizer, youngest in charge, is next.